group. We got a lot of real nice defensemen in the group, and we have some nice forwards, and obviously we got a goalie to replace Jamie. So, but you can go on the website and read all about them, but I'm really pleased at the job. Obviously, the Billy McCault and Joe Sean, and then now Gary Shuchuk have done in bringing these young men here. And the thing I like about it is they're not only good players, but they're good people and good students, and will be a real good fit for Michigan Tech and help us to continue to grow the program. So go to the website, read all about them. But like I said, they're all good players, and they're all good people and good students, and will really help us continue to grow the program.
Well, as you look at that of the signees, Coach, it appears from what I've been able to research on them is that we're keeping that idea of bringing in a lot of good speed.
Well, we are, and that's, I think, when you play a team like Michigan, you understand, I mean, that's as quick a team as we'll see all year. I mean, just the speed and the quickness, and you know, you have to be able to play at that tempo, that pace, and that's what we're always talking about with our players here and trying to push that pace in practice so that when you get in a game like that, you're used to it. And we don't see that on a week-to-week basis. You know, we see it in spurts, so it's important that we understand that the level that we need to play up to, and we can do it. And we always want to try and bring more speed, and we want to bring in good skaters, not only on forward up front, but on the back end, guys who can go back, understand how to make a play and make plays. Like, we want to be a puck possession team. We just want to dump it out off the glass and dump it in and go get it. We want to play with a puck. So we're trying to recruit players who can skate. We're trying to recruit players who have skill, hockey sense, and then obviously can compete. So, like I said, I think this group really addresses our needs as we go forward.
Coach, the World Juniors are going on. We know that our trainer is out there right now. Brew is enjoying some success, and the United States will be in the second semifinal later on this afternoon at 1 o'clock against Russia. Swedes and the Finns are playing right now. Have you had a chance to take in many of the games?
Yeah, I have actually, here and there, bits and pieces. I you know, watched the Canada-Finland game the other day. I thought it was a real good hockey game, a lot of power plays, but you can see the talent on both teams there. And Finland looked good, big, strong, skates well, so they look good. So, no, it's always enjoyable. I had the privilege to coach in 97 with the U.S. team, and we won a silver medal. That was the highest finish at that point that the U.S. had ever had, and I think that was really the start of the growth of the U.S. hockey with the World Junior. But it's a great tournament. I'm so happy that Brian Brewster can be over there, and I know he's doing a fantastic job, and the games are fantastic. He's really enjoying the experience, and we talk quite a bit, so I just hope they can beat those Russians and then get in that gold medal game.
Yeah, and it'll be quick return back to Arizona. He's going to barely make the games.
Well, I told him, you know, Brian, just come on back, take a few days off. You know, you don't have to come out to Arizona. You know, we'll take Eric with us out there. And Bruce says, no, I'm coming out to Phoenix. I'll be there. So that's the type of guy he is. He just wants to make sure he's with the team. And, we'll see him out there, but I'm sure he'll take him a couple days to get back in the swing of things. But it's a great opportunity. It's a unique opportunity. And I'm really happy he could go over there and experience a first-class tournament like the World Junior Tournament is.
You know, there's so much pressure put on these kids for these, especially the Canadians. I know there's been a lot of talk about that with Wilson talking about the TSN and how much pressure they put on that. You know, it's such a condensed tournament. It is really one of those situations where anything could happen. Do you think sometimes the Canadian press does put too much pressure on these kids that they have to win it because they're Canadian?
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it comes with the territory, and you know, obviously, Canada is very proud of their heritage, and hockey is so intertwined in their country and the heritage that they have there, and it's very important to them. And you know, they get a great sense of national pride when their teams do well on the international stage, and they've been very successful. So, yeah, they expect a lot, you know, and you know, maybe sometimes those expectations are unrealistic because there are some pretty good hockey playing countries out there. But having said that, yeah, I mean, it's something they really follow and really get into, and it's such a huge event in Canada, the World Junior Tournament. So I know they're disappointed that the team did not do well, but they had a good team. They had good players. It just sometimes just doesn't work out. You know, a goalie can stone you, or things just don't go in the net some games, but they're still can be very proud of their team and the players they have there.
Coach, we're sitting in third place right now in the WCHA standings. We are 3 points ahead of Ferris State in fourth, just 1 point behind Bowling Green, and Minnesota State has 22 points, so we're 3 points behind them. We do have a few more games, a couple more games played than many other teams. That'll kind of be catching up this weekend for the most point.
Yep.
And, boy, I mean, I know we've got the Classic this weekend, but looking ahead a little bit to the WCHA schedule, we right away Minnesota State in our building in a couple of weeks. Very exciting I'm very excited about that series.
Well, it's going to be a great series, and really our next couple series are really going to go a long way in saying, having a lot to say where we finish in the league. We get Minnesota State, and then obviously we have Bowling Green. So right off the bat, you know, we play those guys here in January. So it's going to be a huge series, though, coming back home from Arizona and playing Minnesota State. And as coaches, we're already focusing in on that. You know, we're already doing some film work and you know, watching them and you know, putting together a good scouting program, just tape and just so we know what it's going to take to beat them. But as we go forward, you know, everything we do even this week and this weekend will be towards having success in the WCHA starting when we come home. And that's going to be a great series, a great, great series to watch, great hockey. So I just hope our fans realize that we are playing at home and that we do have hockey coming up again. It seems like you said, Dirk, it's been a long time. So it will be over a month and a half since we've had home games roughly. So no, it'll be great. We're looking forward to it. And like I said, that's the good measuring stick right there. I mean, Minnesota State's in first place, and they played very well. So we're going to have to be ready for that series. But we have to take some steps this weekend. We have to have a good weekend this weekend out in Phoenix, and then help prepare us to get ready for Minnesota State.
And how difficult will it be for you guys to make sure that, you know, the distractions of being, even though I know we're not going to get 80-degree weather out there. It looks like it's going to be relatively cool and rainy, but
right.
the distractions of this type of tournament.
Well, you know, I think part of it is, you know, you can have a couple days to relax and get ready to play, but when we go to work, we go to work. But that's one thing I like about this bunch, you know, just like Detroit and all the distractions, all the things were going on down there. You know, when the puck dropped, we were ready to play for the most part, other than maybe that first period on the first night, you know, when we had some rust. But I don't think it'll be hard at all to get ready to play UConn. I mean, like I said, I saw them against Minnesota, and we talked about that a little bit with our team yesterday, and so they understand. But we want to get in the championship game of this tournament, and the bottom line is you have to get through UConn, and you know, they're a good hockey team and they're a good skating team. So I hope we get a chance to play UConn and Yale. They just set up, that'll really help us for Minnesota State. For a lot of similarities in the way they play. But yeah, there won't be any problem with distractions, Dirk, once the puck drops on Friday.
Well, it's going to be exciting. Friday night is the time of the game. Huskies taking on Connecticut. Our pregame here on Mix 93 will be at 6:30. And is the team, Coach, going to the NHL game or not?
We'll see.
Working on that stuff.
I think we'll go for a little bit, you know, depending what time we have to play on Sunday. We don't want them there all night. But I'd like to have, you know, the players experience different things when we go to different areas. And it's a great opportunity for them to go watch some NHL hockey. And so I think we'll try to get to the game on Saturday night and take in a little bit of it. And, you know, we were hoping John Scott was going to be playing, but so it's great news on him making the All-Star game. I think the fans did a fantastic job and voting him in on that game.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on John Scott getting voted in. But yeah, it is interesting. He'll be one of the captains, and the 3-on-3 format I think is going to be a lot of fun. So
yeah, it will be, and good for John, you know, and it's a unique situation, but obviously I've followed him and watched what he's saying, and you know, and a lot of players have encouraged him to just go enjoy it and have fun with it, and I know he will, and he'll be a great representative of Michigan Tech. So like I said, I don't know if we'll bump into him out there or not, but we're looking forward to getting out in that area and seeing all our alumni, like Jamie Ram and Timmy Waters and, you know, Al Patterson, Al McLeod. You go down the list, Greg Hay, Gord Salt, Darcy Wade, Jim Husted, guys that are going to be out there. So John Rockwell, it's going to be a lot of fun. Peter Roberts, I mean, could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to getting out there and bumping into all of our former players that will be there.
Thanks a lot, Coach. That's the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93.